This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FM News Talk 97.1.
On-demand audio.
And here to get some legal analysis on this is Judge Napolitano, Senior Judicial Analyst for Fox News. Judge, it's great to have you back.
Annie, nice to be with you.
So what's your reaction there to what Mr. Dershowitz was suggesting?
Well, I agree in part and disagree in part. I mean, it is not uncommon for prosecutors to look at the same facts and the same law and to come away with different conclusions as to whether or not a person should be indicted, particularly if that person is a public official. And it is also not uncommon for prosecutors and investigators at the state level or FBI at the federal level to amass arguments on both sides and push those arguments upstairs, usually to the head of the division or bureau, or in this case to the attorney general himself. What was shocking to me is not that this was done. This happens all the time. But that it was revealed, because the federal rules of criminal procedure basically say if someone testifies before a grand jury and that testimony is presented in order to achieve an indictment and the grand jury does not indict, then not only is the substance of the testimony to be kept secret, but the fact that it occurred is to be kept secret. The same is the case if prosecutors are debating among themselves whether or not to seek an indictment. The substance of the debate and the existence of the debate is to be kept secret. For some reason, and maybe he'll explain this when he testifies under oath, Bill Barr did not keep secret the fact that there was differences of opinion as to how strong the case was against the president. Mm-hmm. Now, by saying that, he reveals that Mueller did amass some evidence that the president obstructed justice, but it wasn't enough to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Well, what is that going to do? That's going to cause the president's detractors, mainly House Democrats, to want to view that evidence themselves and make their own evaluation and compare it to published opinions by judges in which similar decisions were made by prosecutors.
So
in that respect, I disagree with Professor Dershowitz. I do agree with him. And this is not Mueller's fault. This is Bob Barr's fault. I mean, the Mueller report was secret until Barr decided what to reveal it. For Bob Barr to say the president's not going to be indicted, but we found evidence against him, is the moral equivalent of Jim Comey saying we're not going to indict Mrs. Clinton, but here's the evidence we have against her. Both of those comments are the specie of communications prohibited to prosecutors under the federal rules of criminal procedure.
We're speaking with Judge Napolitano about the releasing of the Mueller report. Do you have any opinion on if Barr would have purposely done that, would have accidentally alluded to something? I mean,
you know, I have a high respect, though I disagree with him on many ideological issues. You know, if you have libertarians listening, they should know that Bill Barr is the father of mass warrantless surveillance in the United States and persuaded a rather innocent and naive President George H.W. Bush to authorize it, that is, to authorize federal government spies in the NSA to begin listening to American phone calls without warrants and without suspicion. But be that as it may, I do respect his intellectual honesty. To me, it is more likely he was doing a favor to Bob Mueller than that he was trying to harm the President of the United States. I couldn't imagine he would do that. But he inadvertently gave the House Democrats a lifeline or a crack in the wall, whatever analogy you want to use. And if it's a lifeline, they're going to turn it into a chain. If it's a crack in the wall, they're going to try and drive a truck through it.
But would that mean that, I mean, if there was an exoneration on the collusion charge and the obstruction of justice, question still remains. From this point on, is it become more political than?
Yes, In fact, it's a great question, Annie. It's exclusively political because Bill Barr, looking at the same evidence, the same facts, and the same law, though obviously not as thoroughly and exhaustively as Mueller. I don't know if the Attorney General actually looked at the raw evidence, which would be transcripts of interviews and documents, or if he just looked at this 750-some-odd-page report that Mueller submitted. Now refresh me again on what your question was.
Just if it's a political...
Once he, the Attorney General, decided there's going to be no prosecution, this seeks to be legal and becomes political.
Okay.
Now, what can happen to the president? Well, depending upon what the Democrats extract out of Barr or Mueller, it may make him look bad. It may reveal to him that people he thought were his friends were really his enemies. The worst that could happen to him is that it'll commence impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that's going to happen because I don't think the country has an appetite for it. But the country's appetite can change on a dime. One of the smart things Mrs. Pelosi has said, and I rarely agree with her, is that impeachment should not be undertaken without a broad, bipartisan national consensus behind it. Otherwise, it's fruitless, and it's a disaster for the people promoting it.
We're speaking with Judge Napolitano. With that being said, from Pelosi, you have Pence saying on the other side of the aisle, this is total vindication.
I'm surprised to hear him say that. The president, I'm not surprised. The president's not a lawyer, and he lives in a world where he speaks through exaggeration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The vice president is a lawyer, is not known for Trumpian exaggeration, and shouldn't say these things.
Do you think it wasn't total?
It is exoneration on the conspiracy charge. It is not exoneration. Bill Barr said that in his letter on the obstruction of justice. I wish it were, so that the country can turn a page.
Mm-hmm.
But one sentence in that four-page letter is going to open up a can of worms.
Judge, I've had several people tweet, message, or comment about the obstruction of justice was based on the idea that collusion happened. Can you explain to me, and in the legal terms, how you could obstruct justice, still be exonerated on the collusion charge, but obstruct the process of justice along the way, even though it ended in an exoneration?
Sure. There are four obstruction of justice statutes. Well, there's one statute, but there's four sections to it. One of those sections says that for the defendant to obstruct justice, he must do so in order to hide other criminal behavior that he committed. So without this is the so-called underlying crime. That's the language Bill Barr uses. So that's the proper phrase, underlying crime. Without the other criminal behavior, then there's no obstruction of justice. But there are three other parts of the same statute that say any material interference with a legal process that began before the interference, and that is done for an inappropriate purpose, like keeping the process from knocking at your own door, or your son-in-law's door, or your son or daughter's door, is obstruction of justice. Stated differently, the person doing this may think he has something to fear, either because he doesn't trust the system or because he knows what the system doesn't know, even if it's not criminal. That's sufficient if he interferes with the procedure in order to protect himself. That's the crime.
Well, I guess we'll wait and see what comes of that. Last question.
Well, you're going to hear about this until we're all blue in the face. The question is, will the Democrats go overboard as the Republicans did when they impeached Bill Clinton over lying about a sexual act?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there seemed to be a lot of parallels.
Backfired in their faces, and the Democrats run the risk of this backfiring in their faces. But as you say, as you pointed out, this is now political and not legal. The Justice Department has washed its hands, so to speak, of its boss, the president, as a target. But the Democrats are salivating.
Last question for you, Judge. Do you see any damage if the whole thing is released? That's the call right now from all of the Democrats saying, release it now.
Okay. When Ken Starr released his report, he could only do so with a court order. Why? Because there was material in there, just as there is in this one, which cannot be released without a court order, even though Bill Barr has released the tip of the iceberg, so to speak. So things like testimony before a grand jury that did not result in an indictment, conversations or communications amongst prosecutors to whether or not to indict, classified material that means confidential, secret, or top secret, the identity of undercover agents and their testimony. These things cannot be revealed without the revealer being prosecuted unless a judge orders it. So Bill Barr would have to go to the chief judge of the United States District Court for the District of Columbia and ask her for an order to reveal this. The other way this could be revealed legally would be if somebody in Congress somehow got their hands on it. Any member of Congress can take anything to the floor of the House or the floor of the Senate. Senator Feinstein of California did this with a 6,000-page CIA report on torture during the Bush administration. She revealed it after Bush had left office. The CIA begged her not to. The President of the United States begged her not to. She did to anyway. She did so anyway. What is revealed on the floor of the Congress is absolutely revealer, is absolutely immune from any legal consequences.
So we will wait and see, I suppose. There's going to definitely be a political swarm around this, as there has been for quite some time. So it's nice to get some straight-up legal response to this, because it gets pretty cloudy pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Judge Napolitano.
Oh, pleasure, Annie. Talk to you again soon.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.